Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2 UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for November 2020. Good evening, everyone. Presidential comment leads tonight's official broadcast. From Upper Hutt, here's our NZART president, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pamari, everyone. The move of NZART HQ is now complete, with the keys to the old premises having been returned. So if you are travelling to Wellington and wish to visit the new NZART HQ office, then contact Debbie or Annalise to arrange a date and time, so they can dedicate time to your visit. You are most welcome. Again, I'll mention that the break-in has a notice of election of President and Council for the 2021-2023 years. All nominations must be into NZART HQ by 31 December 2020 to be included for the election next year. As previously stated, NZART is looking into a National Environmental Standard, or NES, to cover all 70-odd district councils, so we don't have to watch every council in this country to ensure that we can still take part in amateur radio. Alice Gould Lawyers, the company assisting NZART with the Whangarei appeal, has commenced looking into this, but at this early stage, I have no updates to offer. On the matter of district councils, I'm happy to announce that the Whangarei appeal has been successful, with those involved finalising the outcome. I wish to thank the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club Branch 28 for their support and helping to get this across the line. On a final note, with some of the warmer weather almost getting to us here in Wellington, I see it's time to start looking forward to the various contests and other activities. With VHF Field Day on Saturday the 5th of December, Straight Key Night on Sunday the 6th of December, and H Night on Tuesday the 8th of December, and NZART Portable Activity Day on 1 January 2021, there's something for everyone. All the information on these events are on the NZART website and listed on the calendar of events on the main page. Enjoy these events of taking part and remember to submit a log to the manager so it can be scored. Stay safe and I'll talk to you all again next month for the final OB of the year. That's all from me and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark. The President of NZART, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. All amateur radio activity was banned in 1939 at the outbreak of the war in Europe. On December the 8th in 1945, amateurs were permitted to return to the air. H Night is a commemorative contest established after the return of amateurs to the air. This year, the AM H Night contest is to be held on Tuesday, December the 8th. The contest is always a friendly one. The frequencies used are at the upper end of the 80-metre band, and there will again be the special call, ZL6H. Full details, including the rules and scoring for each night, are on the NZART webpage, www.nzart.org.nz. The AMH Night Contest, on Tuesday, the 8th of December. Time now for our NZART Business Manager's Monthly Update. To Upper Hutt we go and say a very good evening to Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We're almost at the end of November, which means the rebate period for subscriptions will expire tomorrow, the 30th. If you're wanting to take advantage of this heavily reduced subscription for 2021, I suggest you pay by midnight tomorrow night. This has been a very difficult year for many, which is why Council approved this larger-than-usual rebate. Not everyone has deducted the $34 from their payment, for which we are very grateful. For those that did, again, we are grateful for your ongoing support in such trying times. However, subscription rates as at 1 December return to the full fees payable. Please do not embarrass us or yourselves by requesting an extension of time to pay the reduced fee. If you are still experiencing difficulty, there is always the monthly payment option of $10 per month, which will ensure your ongoing membership remains current. While this equates to slightly more than the annual fee payable, there are additional costs for administration to process monthly payments. If you have a family transmitting membership, the fee payable is $15 per month. Mark has referred to the upcoming elections for President and Council in March 2021. I would also like to remind everyone that any remits you would like considered at the 2021 AGM must be received here at headquarters by the 31st of December this year. As we live in this wonderful age of computers, just forward your remit electronically to me and I can acknowledge receipt by return email. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Youngsters in Iowa got a lesson in world travel and amateur radio recently, thanks to an adventurous balloon they launched as a science project. Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB, has that story.
A group of science students in Pella, Iowa, feel like they've been around the world. And in a way, they have. It took 13 days, 2 hours, and 8 minutes for the 155th graders from the Jefferson Intermediate School to complete the journey on November 18th that involved crossings over the Atlantic Ocean, the Mediterranean Sea, the Yellow Sea, and the Pacific Ocean. The students stayed home, of course, but their hearts and minds traveled with a helium-filled scientific balloon they'd launched with support from the Pella Amateur Radio Club. It was launched carrying a sky tracker with APRS that had been designed and built by Bill Brown, WB8ELK. The near-space balloon transmitted on 2 meters as it carried the call sign WB0URW-8 around the world as the students kept tabs on it on their computers and smartphones. Jim Emmert, WB0URW, said that with financing from local foundations, the Pella Club has been working with students at the school for a while now, presenting various lessons in the fields of earth science and amateur radio technology. The balloon, the latest such venture, was a success. Not one to rest on its helium-filled laurels, the balloon returned home, according to Jim, only to embark on its second such journey. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB.
Get ready for some slow scan TV. The International Space Station is scheduled to have an SSTV transmission on Tuesday, December 1st, starting at 12:30 UTC until 18:25 UTC. There will be a second transmission on Wednesday, December 2nd, from 11:50 UTC until 18:25 UTC. Listen for SSTV signals to be downlinked at 145.8 MHz, plus or minus the Doppler shift. The mode of transmission is expected to be PD120. You will be able to post your images in the online ARIS SSTV gallery. For updates on this event, follow the Twitter account with the handle @ARISS_status. It looks like 2021 is almost here, and with it, 2 big events in Australia. Robert Broomhead, VK3DN, has the details.
There's good reason why hams in Australia can't wait to put 2020 behind them. Plans are already in the works for a SOTA summit activating event in the Mount Hotham ski region. This would be the 5th such event, and organisers are looking for expressions of interest from SOTA members. The event would take place between the 5th and the 8th of February 2021, and no event was held this year because of the bushfires in the northeast and Gippsland. Brian, VK3BCM, asks that interested SOTA activators email him at bcmcdermott@tpg.com.au. And it'll be a big month, as the Wyong Field Day is happening on Sunday the 28th of February. The 62nd annual event in New South Wales is the Southern Hemisphere's largest amateur radio event. Radio enthusiasts from around Australia and from overseas are expected to be there. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Robert Broomhead, VK3DN.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73 And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2020. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you, Newsline, for the use of your copyright material. The 2020 Field Day Contest, all bands 6 metres and above, is to be held on Saturday the 5th and Sunday the 6th of December. Operating periods are 5 p.m. until 11 p.m. on the Saturday and 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. on the Sunday, New Zealand local time. Full details and rules for the contest are on the NZRT webpage, nzrt.org.nz/activities/contests. NZRT Conference for 2021, hosted by Napier Branch 25 over the weekend of the 5th and 7th of June 2021, is being held at the East Pier Hotel and Conference Centre, right on the waterfront near the Ahuri Harbour entrance. See more details on the club's website at www.zl2gt.nz. Plan now for NZRT Conference 2021 in Napier. Straight Keynight Summer Edition is set for Sunday the 6th of December from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's time to dust off that old straight key and get ready for an hour of brass-pounding fun during the Straight Key Night. The new QSY rule, which kept everyone on the move, will be back for this December event, along with the coveted solid copy certificate. Plus, there'll be new awards for the youngest operator and the most senior. Rules and log sheets can be found at maritimeradio.org/SKN. If you have questions, please email skn@maritimeradio.org. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. And for many branches around New Zealand, it's the season of the annual general meeting. Not exciting? Well, maybe, but the future of your club depends on its members, so why not go along and give it some direction? So we start from the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 28, which has its annual general meeting on Wednesday, December the 2nd at the club rooms at Heritage Park, starting 7:30 p.m. The annual general meeting of Auckland Branch 02 will be held at the club rooms at 400 St John's Road in Meadowbank on Tuesday the 8th of December, starting 7:30 p.m. Friday, December the 4th is the night for the annual Beano at NZART Branch 18 in Lower Hutt at their club rooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo. See the newsletter for details. Wellington Branch 50 has a Christmas dinner on Monday the 7th of December from 6 p.m. at 1841 Restaurant in Johnsonville. You'll need to consult your branch newsletter for more details. And finally, to Christchurch Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 05. The annual general meeting will be held at the club rooms on Wednesday the 2nd of December at 5 Idris Road at 7:30 p.m. And a Christmas supper will be served afterwards. And that's all from me, so back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART, and the last for 2020, will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on the Sunday before Christmas, that's Sunday the 20th of December. This broadcast will be the 75th anniversary of the official broadcast return after World War II. It will also be my 35th anniversary of producing and presenting this broadcast. See the broadcast history details on page 5 of your next issue of Break-In, and join me on December the 20th to catch up on some of the voices heard on the broadcast over the past 35 years. This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for November 2020. Good night, everyone. Good night now.